Yeah, I'm absolutely so excited. Our election commitment that we would spend $390 million on the Regional Emergency Road Repair Fund will come to fruition in the budget. So that will put money directly into the hands of regional councils in the state for those urgent road and pothole repairs, and also their priority maintenance for those roads people are relying on every single day.
Okay, so there's over $700 million in new funding, and you've got, what, 95 councils?
Yeah, so $390 million for the Regional Emergency Road Repair Fund, and then we've got another $334 million for the Regional Road Fund. That's for more upgrades and capital works, so that's where we get over $700 million. And, of course, this all expands on the $280 million Regional and Local Roads Repair Fund, which councils already have received money for earlier in the year. The concern that a lot of councils have raised with us is that they weren't going to be able to get that money out the door on meaningful projects before the deadline to spend it, which is February next year. So what we're doing is giving them more time. We're wrapping that $280 million from this that they've got in with the 390, and that will give them a real chance to get that done, and they'll have an extension on that time frame.
Okay. What sort of extension?
So it will go through, I believe, to about 2027. Because a lot of them, you know, they're getting disaster relief funding coming through as well. So there's a lot of work to be done on the roads. And what we wanted to do is just make it flexible. Some councils have already spent their allocation of $280 million from earlier in the year. Some haven't, and they've said very strongly to us they won't be able to do it in the next 6 or so months. So what they've asked is, can we have an extension and actually get the work done in a more strategic way, in a way that will make real change on their road network.
Now, the other thing, of course, is that councils, and this is pretty much right across the board, councils are finding it very, very difficult to get staff. So that obviously is having an impact on their ability to do this work.
Yeah, and that's the feedback we've also received, as well as, I guess, just needing some assistance with their DRFA funding. So that's disaster relief funding for their roads. So where possible, Transport for New South Wales is really getting in and helping these councils if they ask us to. Obviously, we know, you know, some councils have, you know, all the staff they need and they're all set to go. But we know that there are some, it's often hard to attract engineers and other technical experts into small regional councils. So where we can, we're assisting. The feedback we've had from mayors in terms of how this money will really prove their council has been really good, because it means whatever they got in January, they will get of the share of the 280, they'll get their share of the 390. And the other key thing about this money is this is all for regional councils. So that's the 95 regional councils, which also includes the unincorporated area and Lord Howe. And what it will mean is they will be able to share that money. It will bring them up in more equity to what the metro council's got, because back in January, regional councils got only $1,823 per kilometre, whereas the metro council got more than 10 times that amount. They were getting over $10,000 per kilometre. So this new funding will bring the region back up closer to equity with the Sydney Council.
Yeah, that's something I didn't know before. So $1,800 a kilometre in regional areas, over $10,000 in Sydney.
Yeah, so the country mayors before the election was very strong in pushing that case. Jamie Chaffee and his team, particularly Sue Moore, who's on their executive committee as specialist in roads, they were very concerned about it. The people from the regional cities were also concerned. I think they've all really expressed their frustration with the former government of really ripping off the bush, and that's why this announcement is so important.